Okay.
Yeah. Kwajia Jiang, representative of the civil society, South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, in this forum, Revitalization Forum. We have just heard today and we learned that there is some little progress that has been reached among the participants. One area is in the governance, that the principle of expanded government has been agreed upon, even without details. And also in the security arrangements, the issue of cantonment of forces in the areas of fighting has been agreed. How do you feel about this initial progress? People say it is very little.
Well, indeed, as civil society, we are disappointed on the process. It goes very slow. As you are aware, the committees are divided as follows. There's a leadership committee, security committee, and governance committee. On regard to security committee, we have gone very well in the leadership. However, there is very little progress when it comes to the governance committee. Issues of how many vice president was not agreed. The composition of the parliaments, the people are still discussing it. Issues of when it comes to security committee as well, they have gone very well in the first items. Nevertheless, they are still stuck. Now, as we speak, we are consulting the leadership of the committees with the IGAD. So, because as you are aware, the IGAD is the only facilitating forum, and the institution that has a right also to lead the process. However, it was given to this to the church, South Sudan Council of Churches, so that it can be a dialogue between South Sudanese themselves. Nevertheless, we did not progress well. There's very, very limited progress.
What do you see as the best option now? Do you think the church leaders should continue with this, or they should hand back to the IGAD?
It was our hope that this shall be addressed by the South Sudanese themselves, and the solution should come from South Sudanese. Nevertheless, South Sudanese are known to work under pressure. If there are no consequences, they are likely to be reluctant. And I'm sure the involvement of the IGAD leadership may pave way to come out with a positive and fruitful result on regard to the signing of the permanent peace in our country.
Yeah.
I understand we have been discussing this since the 17th. Nevertheless, we have not reached progress in terms of what we can agree to sign the permanent peace agreement in our country.
What about progress in the issues of trust building and softening rhetoric about opposition and about government and exchange of accuses and blames and so forth?
Well, indeed, we have gone very well in issues of trust building and confidence building. Of course, there are parties who are concerned that we supposed to address the issues of the root cause, and there are parties who are still traumatized by the ongoing war. So it is a process. To gain confidence and trust, it is a process. Nevertheless, we assure our civil society that at the end of the day, we will achieve trust and confidence. But in our discussion, we gave a priority, and we said we must stop war. That's a priority as we speak. Should we continue to dialogue, to negotiate, to talk, then the blood has stopped. People are being killed because the warring parties continue to fight. People are dying from hunger. People are dying from diseases. And if we don't stop war now, you will still lose the life on the ground. The question I ask all the parties, the warring parties, and all the leaders of South Sudan, they claim that they are representative of the people. If they do care about the people, why are they still fighting? when we are in peace talk. So I have a feel, and I'm here again through the media, I'm appealing to the warring parties, please stop the war immediately. It is time to decide, and to the people of South Sudan, we cannot be hostages for the leaders of South Sudan. We cannot be hostages to the warring parties. We, as the people, we have to take charge. As the people, we have to take the protection of the sovereignty of our nation. We have to protect our life and our properties, and we should not continue to be hostages of the warring parties.
Yeah, Mr. Lakoj, from now forward, we are left with one day that was supposed to be the end of the discussion. From now forward, we have been asked to go back to your committees. What do you see as the best option?
I have promised my people when I left that as we come here, we should go back with peace. And this is what I'm feeling now. There's no way we can leave Addis Ababa without peace. And this is the position of the civil society in the country. All the warring parties and other political parties must commit themselves to silent guns, stop the war, and bring peace to our nation. Our people cannot continue to suffer. So as a civil society, this is our position. We cannot go back home without peace. And this is the decision that we have taken as the citizens who are actually affected, who are suffering from war, who are suffering from diseases, who are suffering everywhere in displaced camps, in refugee camps. All the people of South Sudan are suffering, and they need peace. And this is the time now to sign the permanent peace that can protect our life and our properties, that can bring the people of South Sudan to live in peace and harmony.
You had another statement. Is this what you wanted to say earlier?
Or? It is after this.
Okay, so after that one.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Can you tell your full name and then the organization you work for?
My name is Okoj Ajang Nyanom. I am the chairman of South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, representing the civil society in the leadership group. And I look forward to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.